Welcome to the GetRealWealth.com radio show, where wealth means a lot more than just building a second stream of income with real estate. Listen and learn how 90% of the millionaires in the world use real estate to create a life that most people only dream about. A life that includes good health, family, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Now, here's your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and as always, we're here working on our financial IQ. We're also focusing on building a second stream of income with real estate, a passive stream of income, with the caveat that sometimes you start off semi-passive. You may do some management in the beginning stages of it, but the ultimate goal is to own enough real estate that you're not doing anything in those deals. That's a completely passive. You know, I brag about, I've invested in 4,000 apartment units, but you got to understand, I didn't run any of those units. I didn't have a key to the front gate. I didn't even know where some of them were. I only saw, I think that was 11 apartment complexes in that count, because it's actually been way more than 4,000 units. But it was 4,000 units in those 11 apartment complexes. I don't think I saw more than maybe six of them. The other, is that right, five? Never even saw them. It didn't matter. They could have been in Florida. They could have been in Atlanta. They could have been anywhere. It doesn't matter. When you're a passive investor, the operator or syndicator does all the work, and they just send you a check. And what I want to talk about today before I bring on my guest is the concept of the self-made millionaire and the fact that I don't believe there's such a thing. You know, people, you notice I don't let people call me a self-made millionaire. There's no self-made millionaire in my title or anything like that. And the reason is I'm not a self-made millionaire. My team was always close to 100 people or more that helped me achieve the results that I've achieved. Let me list some of them. I had 25 realtors on my team. I had 40 or so wholesalers on my team. There's 65 right there. I had CPAs, attorneys, mortgage brokers. I'm going to introduce you to one of my favorite mortgage brokers here after the break. Contractors, roofers, plumbers, AC people, paint companies. Home Depot was on my team. You know, the concept of the self-made millionaire, I'm not even sure how that would work. You know, maybe you go out and dig in your backyard and find $1 million worth of gold. Okay, you're a self-made millionaire. One gentleman and I had a really good conversation. He goes, well, I did it in the stock market, and he felt like he was a self-made millionaire. I was like, well, wait a second. What about all the people on your team, the people that ran the companies you invested in? What about your stock broker? What about your financial advisor? It was, you got help from all of them. And I can't remember the final thing he said, but it was very humble, very polite, to the effect of, yeah, I see what you're saying. I'm a almost self-made millionaire, or something like that. It was pretty funny. But there is no such thing as a self-made millionaire. If you really think about it, especially those of you who are millionaires, if you're humble and you really think about it, there were tons of people helping you, weren't they? Weren't there? If you say, well, I saved up $1 million from my work, I'm a self-made millionaire. Well, wait a second. Did you not have any assistants at work? Did you not have any coworkers that helped you? See, it's all about teamwork. Life, and especially business, is a team sport. There's many people out there with the me, myself, and I mentality. That's their team. You ask them, who's on your team? Me, myself, and I. And if they're lucky, they'll go, and my wife or spouse. That's not going to cut it. Do you really think that you can go out there and compete? Well, let's just pick on me for a second. Do you think you can really compete with me if you're out there all by yourself? And I've got 25 agents, 40 wholesalers, CPAs, attorneys, contractors, mortgage companies, insurance companies, Home Depot, all on my team. You're going to get slaughtered in the marketplace. And one of the things that weak, that's probably not the right word. It's a weak way to think. Is it's a dog-eat-dog world. Everybody's out for themselves. Nobody wants to help. You got to do it yourself. Self-made man, self-made millionaire. It's a bunch of BS. I want you to think about this. And I'm not talking about asking people to give you money. I'm talking about, have you ever asked someone for help that they didn't give it to you? With the exception of asking somebody for money. I'm talking about, have you ever broken your leg and asked somebody to take you to the hospital and they didn't do it? No. It's Steve Jobs said it just before he passed away from Apple. That was horrible grammar. Steve Jobs from Apple, just before he passed away, said this. He said, in my entire life, I have never been told no when I asked for help. He even called Mr. Hewlett of Hewlett Packard and said, you got any old computer parts you're not using? Can you imagine some kid calling up a billionaire? And I think the story goes, he actually just had his phone number was in the phone book. And Steve Jobs just called him and he answered the phone. And he said, yeah, I need some old computer parts to work with. You got anything? He said, yeah, come by the house. And Jobs said it, and I'll say it again. Never once did he ask for help that he didn't get it. And I've got to tell you, it's the same thing with me. There's never been a time that I've needed help that I couldn't find someone that would help me. And you got to think about it. We'll do three times as much for other people as we will for ourselves. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to introduce you to Donnie Gothard of Verity Mortgage, who's on my team. And I consider it an honor to be on his team. And I'm going to show you what having a team means and how great it is once you get past that me, myself, and I mentality. This is the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free two-hour workshop on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for your family. For reservations, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Without any further delay, let's bring on my guest, my special guest, Donnie Gothard, who is a big supporter of Real Wealth Academy and several other real estate investor clubs in Houston. He's with Verity Mortgage. He and his wife. Donnie, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thank you for letting me be on today.
No, that's it's my honor, Donnie. You do such good things for our members that it's amazing what you're pulling off, helping these people finance rental properties, and you're blowing up. The whole business is blowing up, yet I haven't heard one complaint, non-responsive. In fact, I hear the opposite, that you are responsive, that you're getting back with people, letting them know what they can and can't do rapidly, which is so important in the investment business because these deals have short fuses.
Exactly.
So let's first do this. Let's get your website out. What is the website that you want people, if they're interested in a mortgage or finding out about investment mortgages?
Yes, they can go to veritymortgage.com. V-E-R-I-T-Y, V's in victory, E-R-I-T-Y, mortgage.com. And on there, you can select, you know, the loan officer grid, and it'll take you to my personal site. Real quick, yeah, real easy.
Yeah, because it takes me right to a thing where it says search by name.
Yep, exactly.
And do I do Donnie or Donald?
Do Donald. I think Donald is the way they... The problem is, you know, our governing bodies want everything to be exact. So they make you use your proper name, and I don't, you know, sometimes I feel like a duck whenever they say Donald, and I go quack. So,
yeah, it came right up though with your phone number, 832-975-1800.
Yes, sir.
So tell me a little bit about what you're seeing in the marketplace. You had brought up, because I want to get this out so we don't miss it. So let's hit it first.
Yeah.
That the appraisers are really calling the shots right now because there's so many people buying, so much real estate being bought right now, they're up to their ass in alligators.
Oh, all day long. And the problem stems back from 2008 to about 2013, our market saw a ton of appraisers retire because when the market kicked back up back in those years, they were making, you know, money hand over fist again, and a lot of them retired. So that left the market thin as it is anyway. So now, in this era of COVID, which we thought or never would have thought that we would have been as busy as we are, there's companies, well, and my company included, that we're doing 3 to 4 times the amount of loans that we do in a yearly basis. Well, guess what? That means the appraisers are doing 3 to 4 times the appraisals on a yearly basis. So right now, we're basically at the mercy of those appraisers that we do have. And I have a feeling we're probably going to see another wave of possible retirements of the older group again, just because they've made so much money and, again, getting worn out. But they're basically calling the shots right now.
I know I have an inspector friend, and we were at the bar drinking a beer. He had 6 files in his hand, and he goes, "Steve, I got 12 more in the truck."
Yep.
Well, everybody is kicking butt.
They are. Well, we got a call. You know, I do business all over the state and all over the country, and we got a call from a group that needed us to help them out in Fayetteville, Texas. Their appraiser up there had kind of slowed down and wanted to take less business. What we found out was the further north you get, the guys are talking about taking vacation in December. We're here in 10 to 12 days. What do you mean? Well, we're going to take off. We've done enough business this year that we want to take off 10 to 12 days. Well, you do that, then what happens? Well, people are scrambling for appraisers. And it's nuts. And then your typical normal appraisal, which would be a lot and block appraisal, typically $450 to $500, is now costing $700, and they want 3 weeks to get it to you. You know, fortunately for us, we have a select group that we work with, and a lot of them only work with us. So we're still getting appraisals back fairly quickly with our regular group, as long as we don't have to go outside that regular group.
See, and that's, you just made another sales pitch for why you want a team.
Exactly, exactly.
You want some people you can trust that care about you and your business, and you care about their business, and they'll bend over backwards to get stuff done that you couldn't get done otherwise.
Yeah, you know, loyalty, ethics and just, you know, having that good team mentality helps across the board. Now, again, as a buyer, you can't select your appraiser, but if you select a good team member lender, they should have a good team member or members of appraisers.
Yeah, because it's, I think you said, it was an engineer. I literally called an engineer. And
yes.
I said, look, I need you to come out and tell me how many piers I need to repair this foundation. He goes, no. What?
Yeah.
No, I can't do it, man. I'm sorry. I can't do it. It'd be two or three weeks before I could get out there. It's amazing.
Yep, amazing. So the buyers just need to be, you know, have that mentality or understanding that a lot of times the lenders aren't the ones that are in the control, because your third parties are the ones that have to get us some of our information. So right now the appraisers are the ones who are basically winning the ball game, because they're basically calling the shots, calling the timelines, calling the amounts and stuff like that.
Yeah. And the price of appraisals has gone up.
Yes. It seems that the price of the appraisals are starting to creep up because they can get it. You know, they're being very selective about who they want to work with, and they're like, okay, well, if you can't give me my price, so-and-so will. So that we're seeing that too.
And they're making offers like, look, if you want it tomorrow, it's $700. If you can wait a week, it's $500, something like that.
Yeah, the further out you go, the less money it is. The faster you want it, the higher it's going to be, and it's a lot higher.
Wild. But, you know, if it's a great deal, who cares? Get it done.
Yep.
Those prices,
if the numbers work, the numbers work, always, yes.
No doubt. All right, let's talk about your single-family rental loans.
Yep.
A lot of people listen to me, and they're kind of taken aback when I talk about zero-down deals or $10,000 out-of-pocket deals, $20,000, because they're used to putting, you know, with a conventional loan, including rehab costs, you know, they're putting $60,000, $70,000 out-of-pocket to do a deal.
Yep.
Would you please describe your rehab deal to permanent financing?
Exactly, yes. So basically what we've done is I've always tried to adapt with the industry, tried to adapt with the way the market's going. And what we've done is we've built a product for, it's a buy and hold only. So it's only if you're buying rentals. It's not a flip loan, okay?
Right.
So if you're buying a property that needs rehab and you're buying it to keep as a rental, we'll loan you 100% of everything it takes to buy, which is your sales price, rehab, and closing costs. Okay? Not at a percentage of the ARV. It's just 100% of whatever it takes to get. So you're basically going to buy that house with your only out-of-pocket being the appraisal funds, which we have to, by rule, do that, and any type of inspections that you yourself do. So you're basically, it's a zero product for that. And then we
also...
You're
talking $1,000 or $1,200 for those two things.
Probably at the most, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be high.
You know, yeah, and then we do the refinance on the back end at, you know, whatever current market rates are, which we're still seeing them for investment properties down in the low threes actually right now. We priced a duplex today at 3.125%. So
wow.
They're still way down low right now. But we do it at 75% of the ARV, or 80 if you want that Freddie Mac product.
Yeah, and you call these hard money loans. Can I use that term with your product?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
So you start off with a hard money loan.
Yes, sir.
You finish your rehab. Then you refinance it into a conventional loan, generally Fannie Mae, but you kept saying Freddie Mac.
Yeah, there's two different products out there for your permanent financing. You know, you have your Freddie Mac loans and your Fannie Mae loans. Your Fannie Mae loans are done at 75% of the ARV. They typically have the best rate available.
Okay.
When you go to a Freddie, the rates are a little bit higher and your qualification is a little bit more stringent. So basically one out of 75 people usually take that route. So it's really not that great of a route, but if you're really money conscious and you want to keep them, you know, more capital in your pocket, you can do that. But it's just a lot more of a...
What does Freddie go up to, 80%?
80%, yes, sir, on the refi side after the hard money, yes.
So Fannie Mae's 75%,
yes,
Freddie's 80%, so that's why they're paying a little higher interest.
Yes, because your LTV is a lot higher, yes, sir.
Because I always used Every one of mine was Fannie Mae until I had to switch to.
Yeah, everything I do.
Yeah.
We very seldom see any Freddie loans right now, just because once we put the numbers side by side, the extra 5% actually makes sense.
All right. Fannie Mae has a 10 limit still. Is that correct?
Yes, 10 limit. Yes, sir.
All right. What are you doing for people on their 11th house?
Well, basically what we do is we send them to someone who can do a portfolio loan for them with the ones they already own, not the newest one. So basically that's how they move on to that next group of 10 is they go out, get a portfolio loan for those other properties they already own, move them over into the name of their business, whether it be, you know, Joe's LLC or whatever, and then they start all over again with their Fannie Mae. And
wow,
being a direct
sweet.
Lender servicer, we don't have a lot of the extra hurdles that a lot of my competitors have.
Wow, that's a really interesting strategy. I just went mm-hmm. straight to portfolio loans and had my, you know, when I reached 10 Fannie Mae,
yeah.
I then went and just did portfolio loan after portfolio loan. That would have been really interesting to throw those in an LLC, put them in a portfolio loan, and then now I can go do 9 more. Is that
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
9 more Fannie Mae's.
Yeah, it seems to me it's a lot cheaper, that route, to acquire the properties versus, you know, what I have seen may be different from you, but, you know, you're looking at 70 and 65% of LTV type loans. And so, you know, a lot of people don't want that extra out of pocket.
Yeah. All right. We got to go to break, Donnie. Please hold on and we'll get back with you the moment we come back from the break here on the GetRealWealth.com radio show. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas, KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel and romance, more time for family and fitness, more time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, but I've got here today my special guest, Donnie Gothard of VerityMortgage.com. Verity, V-E-R-I-T-Y, Mortgage.com. And he has helped hundreds, probably thousands of people purchase anywhere from their first rental property to their 100th rental property. He's got massive mm-hmm. experience. Oh, the other thing is, Donnie, you're an actual investor too. You're not just sitting on your butt.
Oh, no.
Selling mortgages.
I'm in the game as well, yes. This year we've already done, I've done several presentations for you, and we've probably done 6 to 8 houses already this year.
Wow.
Yep.
And you do... Are you doing any flips, or are they all rentals, or are they all flips?
I've done a little bit of everything. I've done flips, I've done rentals, and I've done a couple wholesale deals. Like I said, whatever's available.
Tell the listeners, don't mention any names or location, yep. please. The deal that you're doing that you just sold to one of my members, one of my students, yep. tell me a mm-hmm. little bit about that, because that's an exciting flip.
It's a very exciting flip. Basically, it's a property that's being sold to the buyer at $165,000. The house was built probably in the 40s, and it's a very choppy, you know, property. It's a little 3-bedroom, 1-bath, and if we're going to convert it, or if the buyer's going to convert it to a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, and I think the rehab bid is going to be close to about $80,000, $85,000.
Okay.
So we've already had the local appraiser on site, and it will appraise for about
$370,000. Wow. And I mean, $80,000, that's going to be a complete rehab. That's going
yep.
to be a beautiful,
yes,
perfect product.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it'll be basically a brand new house when he gets done with it.
Out of curiosity, what are the days on market for something like that? Do you know?
where this property is located, average days on market are anywhere from 10 to 14 days is what we're seeing right now.
Crazy.
Yeah.
This is great, great stuff, man.
Yeah, yep.
So when a person is doing a flip, you're focused, Verity Mortgage is focused strictly on rental.
Exactly.
He was going through what mortgage company do you know, or was he using?
Yeah, Red Door Funding.
Red Door Funding for the flip.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, thank you. Okay. Let's talk now a little bit about, I guess, the main thing that people have the fear of is not being able to qualify. One of the mm-hmm. big fears is, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough credit, yep. I'm afraid to get started. Do you do pre-qualifications for people?
Yeah, we don't use the word pre-qual anymore just because it's not really worth the paper it's written on.
Gotcha.
We'll do a full-blown approval, and it's basically you will send us all the same docs that we would ask for throughout the process, but there's not going to be any catches. There's not going to be any surprises because we already know up front what, you know, because we have all your documents, what the actual final numbers are going to look like. And that's what you want. You don't want any of this 7 days prior to closing when someone does your actual full-blown underwrite that you've got this surprise, oh, well, you don't qualify because you did this wrong. You did your tax return wrong or whatever. So we don't like that. So we take all the guessing out of it.
Okay. Listener, a member of Real Wealth Academy, Darren, wants to know, what's the effect on your credit from a pre-approval pull or an approval pull?
Okay, so that's one of the biggest, that's probably the first question that is asked anywhere. And the thing is that it's not supposed to affect your credit scoring at all, okay? Because if you're out shopping for a mortgage, okay, then you're doing what's supposed to be allowed by the government to do. Therefore, the bureaus aren't allowed to affect your score for that. Now, again, it's just a scoring model, so it's based on your credit. It's not based on who's checking your credit. But I will say this, and that's for mortgages. If you're out trying to buy cars, out opening up credit cards and stuff like that, yes, you
yeah, that does.
Probably will see fluctuation in the score. Not if you're searching for a mortgage and you're getting your credit pulled by a mortgage institution. That's not going to change your score. But remember also, your balances change daily, so your score is going to fluctuate daily depending on how you use your credit.
Yeah, and really,
I hope that helps.
Yeah, that was probably the clearest I've ever heard it. Darren, if you've got another question, go ahead and email me right now. I'll get it to Donnie. Is when people qualify for a mortgage, you have to stop spending. Because, I had a horror story. A family got excited about a car, and mm-hmm. they were qualified for a mortgage on a rental property, went out and bought this car. When they pulled the final report, I guess the day of closing, they pull a report. Boom, that car was on there. Their debt-to-income ratio was slaughtered, and they lost the deal. Can you speak a little bit to that? What should people be doing once they're qualified for a mortgage? They really shouldn't be spending money at all.
No, they should not be using any type of credit whatsoever. And remember, you have to show reserves as well, so you don't want to be spending all your cash either, especially if you're buying a primary residence. That's one of the biggest faults we see on primary residences. But on investments, we're seeing that as well. We just recently had a buyer also, they bought a truck. So it did negatively affect their numbers. But, yeah, you should be, if you're out trying to buy an investment and you've already under contract, don't start spending money. And that goes back to the product that we have. If you're buying a property that needs rehab, we don't want you to put that on your credit card. So we're dispersing 50% of those funds up front for rehab to keep you from having to do that.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot you guys did that. Some companies don't. You know, you got to come
most
out of pocket.
Don't.
Yeah, most companies do not do that. So you got to come out a third or 50% on top of it, of whatever you had out of pocket to close the deal. That is a really powerful tool to use when you've got a rehab. What other special, because you have a few special things, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. We've got a bunch of good up-and-coming stuff that I can talk about, but I can't talk about.
Yeah,
we're trying to create our own portfolio loan that can use the same products as well. But again, you know, everything that we do is in-house. Nothing leaves our office. We don't have processing pods outside by a third party, underwriting pods outside by a third party. We use the same appraiser on the hard money as we do on the permanent financing because of the type of loan that we're doing. So you never have that value issue. You know, it just, there's a lot that we can do. Even if you're at, even if you're somewhere else getting your hard money, we can help you out on the permanent financing on the back end. And, you know, as long as that appraiser is a Fannie Mae approved appraiser, we can get that same appraiser on the back end too. So there's just a lot of things that being a direct lender that we can do.
Plus, great follow-up. And what is Valerie doing? Valerie's your wife, in case you didn't know that.
Yes.
She, what does she do over there?
Well, she's one of my production managers.
Okay.
Because we do business in so many different states, I have two teams within my team. So I have Valerie and Deborah are my two production managers, and then they both have their own processor underneath them. Because Valerie and Deborah are both licensed underwriters, that's why our pre-approvals are so strong. It's because they're already having the underwriter mentality look at your files. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate it, Donnie. We're getting ready to go to break.
No,
I've got a bunch of questions to answer in the final segment of the show, but let's get that website out again. It's Verity, V-E-R-I-T-Y, mortgage.com. And if you want to give Donnie a call, maybe you're a little nervous about getting pre-qualified, give him a buzz, 832-975-1800. 832.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. We'll be back after the break here on the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Yes, we are praying for a down market, and you should know why. To find out why, attend our free two-hour introductory workshop. To reserve a seat, visit GetRealWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetRealWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Let's head straight into some email questions, but let me open the phone lines first because this is the most fun part for me, is answering your questions. I do not like sitting here preaching and teaching. I really appreciate it. If you've got a question, give a fake name if you're a little shy or you feel like you got a dumb question, and I promise you there are no dumb questions. I got to remind people that I was just a health club instructor when I started investing in real estate. I didn't even know what escrow was. I didn't know what NOI was. I mean, I knew nothing. So there's no question you can ask that I didn't ask. So give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. If you've got a fear or something holding you back, you can also call and ask about that. I know I had the fear of rental property I thought it would consume a lot of time and I'd be away from my wife and kids. And then I learned that, you know, you can run 20 houses in about 5 or 6 hours a month and make $8,000 a month. And I was like, you know, I think I'll do that 5 or 6 hours. But if I hadn't learned that, that fear could have paralyzed me and kept me from ever investing. So don't let a fear keep you from moving forward towards your goal. Give me a call, 281-558-5738. Use a fake name. If you feel uncomfortable or a little nervous, or maybe you just don't want your boss to know you're calling in, but give me a call, 281-558-5738, or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. asksteve@getrealwealth.com, and I'll try to answer it live on the air. If I don't get to it during the show, I will email you immediately after the show, and I do not put you on an email list. This is just an email directly to me. I answer it. We may go back and forth a few times, but that'll be it. You're not going to get on a mailing list. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com. So wholesale to cash buyers is a question from Terry. And what, if you read this whole thing, it's a relatively long email, so I'm going to summarize it. What he's saying is he would prefer, Terry, you would prefer to wholesale to cash buyers. The reason people say that usually, Terry, is they think that cash buyers get more deals than hard money buyers or conventional buyers. That is only true in some cases. See, when an agent says, "Oh, I got a cash buyer," they're going to take that offer more seriously. Their buyer must be an idiot. I'm sorry, the seller must be an idiot, because it's all cash to the seller. Whether a person comes in with a conventional loan, they come in with a hard money loan, when the deal closes, the seller gets cash. It's all cash deals to them. But what the agents do is they sell the people that, ooh, the deal might not go through, they might not get their financing, it's better to have the cash deal. So my point is, Terry, don't be afraid to also be willing to sell to people who use hard money or even conventional, which very few investors do. Hard money and cash are great avenues. With hard money, I was generally able to close in about 4 or 5 days, which is just about as quick as you can close it, even if you're paying cash. So keep an open mind, Terry. Now, where do you find cash buyers was the second or third paragraph. That is easy. I have dozens of them, probably over 100 of them, at Real Wealth Academy. Terry, if you're not already a member of a real estate investor group, please consider joining Real Wealth Academy, and you'll be able to build up a list of 30 or 40 cash buyers in a month or two, and you'll be able to sell every single deal that you find. Every single deal that you find, I guarantee one of my members will buy it from you. If you're a good wholesaler, you're honest, and you bring really good deals. So please consider that. And if not us, Terry, you got to join a real estate investor group. It's foolish to be out there on your own. Not only will a real estate investor group like ours build your team for you, in other words, we already have the CPAs, the attorneys, the buyers, the mortgage companies. Everything you need to do your business, Terry, is already there set up for you instead of you going out and trying to set all that stuff up on your own. So, and by the way, Terry said a few personal things about himself that I won't share on the air, but Terry, none of that will stop you from doing what your goal is. Remember this rule in life: the past does not equal the future. Any dumb stuff you did in the past, it's the past. Let it go. Now, don't do it again. Don't forget that you did it, but let it go. The past does not equal the future. I don't care about those things. Let them go. And get out there and hustle towards your goal of financial independence. All right, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This, excuse me. Oh, this one I'm going to have to, I forgot, this one's very personal. I will email you anonymous after the show. Okay, here's the next question from Tiffany, who bought a property and she rehabbed it in November. It's ready to lease, but the people are not going to move in till January. And she's wondering if she gets to write off all of those expenses. And the answer is yes. But Tiffany, I've got to tell you, and you may not like this when I say it, get a CPA. Tiffany, you are no longer just an employee. You are a business person. And you have to act like one. Business people use CPAs. CPAs don't cost you money. They save you money. You got to understand that. So get with a CPA. The answer is yes. All the rehab costs, all the expenses, the utilities are a write-off, and they'll carry over to next year in some cases, or you can write it off. Just depends on your situation. I am not a CPA. That's why you need to get with one. You got to raise your opinion of yourself, Tiffany. You're not just a worker bee with a job. You're now a business person. You own a business. That little single family house is a business. Whether you own one or 100, that's a business. Get with a CPA. If you need one, I'll email you and find out if you need one, and I'll give you a referral. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Oh, this is Terry again. Terry, to check out our club, what you want to do is go to getrealwealth.com, getrealwealth.com. Upper right-hand corner, we offer a free sample class. Click that button. It's bright yellow. Click that bright yellow button, and you can reserve a seat to see it live or watch it online. So that's the best way to find out about it, Terry. But I hope you'll come see it live. It's much more effective. I'd also love for you to see our office. We have an 11,000 square foot, almost 12,000 square foot office. It just gives you a feel that it's real. We're there to stay. And I think it just gives you a lot more confidence than watching it online. So, but if you're nervous about the COVID, stay home, watch it online. If you're okay, get out there to the office. We're right there at Kirkwood and I-10, Terry, and I look forward to meeting you. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@getrealwealth.com, asksteve@getrealwealth.com. Okay, we're really at the end of the show. I do want to also invite people. We are doing our annual goal setting workshop next Tuesday. This is a free event for members and non-members of Real Wealth Academy. Anybody who would like some help, if you can imagine building a home without an architect, that's what most people do with their lives. They don't have somebody that can say, hey, that's not really the right goal to have. That's what we're going to be doing next Tuesday. If you would like to come and set your goals for 2021, it's free. Go to getrealwealth.com, scroll all the way to the bottom. There's a big yellow button that says goal setting. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
This has been the GetRealWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about the mentoring and consulting at Real Wealth Academy, visit GetRealWealth.com and attend one of our free introductory workshops on real estate investing. That's GetRealWealth.com. Thanks for listening and have a great rest of your day.